The University Medical Center is getting ready to open in August. The news media was given a preview of how the billion-dollar hospital is taking shape. The gleaming new 2-million-square-foot medical center will anchor what city officials are banking on becoming a booming biomedical district. The state's UMC is opening alongside the $1 billion Regional Veterans Affairs Hospital, set to open next year. The UMC facility is replacing Charity Hospital, an iconic Art Deco structure still shuttered nearby since Hurricane Katrina. Architect Mackenzie Skeen says the new building is the future of medical care.
We took more the spirit of charity, a facility that would serve all with the best technology and for the academic education, the medical education, to do all of those things that charity set out to do in 1939, to do that in a modern terms today.
The first floor of the new hospital is built above the Katrina floodline. If the whole first floor floods, the rest of the hospital can function without outside help for 7 days. It has 446 inpatient beds, almost all in private rooms. UMC President Cindy Neusline says she's confident state lawmakers will avoid future cuts in health care funding when they see the facility's economic benefits.
We'll be recruiting the best and brightest minds to our city and to our state. You know, I mean, that's a win-win for everybody.
There are 19 operating rooms and an emergency department with 56 exam rooms.